Thank you for calling customer service. This is Ashanti. How may I help you?
I need to know what you sell.
We sell, hold on just a moment.
What's your company?
We are a third party call center who does customer service for multiple companies, and we sell gadgets, TVs, air conditioners, coolers, backpacks, supplements, and skin products.
Okay, do you know who Fat Boost is?
Ma'am?
Yeah.
I'm saying, can you repeat yourself?
Fast Boost.
No, ma'am, I do not know what that is, but if you provide me with your zip code, I will be able to assist you.
Okay, it's 41017.
Okay, thank you. Is it Nancy Cully?
Yes.
Okay. And may you please verify the address for security purposes?
3264 New Orleans Court, Edgewood, Kentucky.
Thank you. In just a moment while the system loads up your account. Yes, ma'am. I do see that on the 23rd of November, you paid $574 to enter a sweepstakes, and that $574 also covers the shipping and handling for if you win the Crusade pot that you enter the sweepstakes for.
Wait. You're going way too fast. I cannot understand. I am questioning whether I bought these things. So please go slower and tell me again.
Okay, ma'am. Hold on just for a moment. Okay, I do see that on the 23rd of November, you paid $574 to enter a sweepstakes to win a Crusade. That $574 also covers the shipping and handling for if you do win. And stated in the terms and conditions on the page that you put your card information in on, it stated that if you did not call and cancel within a certain amount of days, that you would be enrolled into our discount membership store, and you would be charged in every month until you cancel your membership, but in return, you will receive a $125 gift card.
I got none of that, and I did not do any of that.
So, ma'am, you're saying these are fraudulent charges and that somebody else made these on your account without your permission?
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department, and I do have to let you know that if it come back as you or anyone else in your household made these charges, the company will press charges against you. And okay, hold just a moment, ma'am, so that I can get you transferred.
All right.
Blue, the Okay, ma'am, I do have the account canceled, and when you're ready, I can provide you with the cancellation number.
Account counselor. I have to call them?
No, I have it canceled, and I'm going to provide you with the cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay. What's the number?
It is C as in cat, 262.
262.
856.
856.
574.
574. Now, what am I supposed to do with that number?
That's just your cancellation number. It's proof that everything is canceled. So if you ever call back in because you receive any recurring charges, you will give them that number. Then it will fully refund you because you are not supposed to receive any more charges. And now that I'm done and everything is canceled, I'm going to transfer you now to the fraud department.
All right.
I'm transferring you now. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.